This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. The Currier Museum's latest exhibition features a new collection from Philadelphia-based potter Roberto Lugo. Lugo finds inspiration for his work in his upbringing and his cultural heritage.
I've always found that it's important for me as a person to not forget where I'm from. I'm from Philadelphia in a really impoverished neighborhood, mostly made up of Black and Latinx people. And so I identify and associate that as a culture and as its almost its own society. And so in the tradition that people have represented their cultures in pottery, I do that.
I watched a couple of clips of you working on YouTube. It seems like there's a lot of joy there. And this is a collection that's centered around joy in paying tribute to your heritage and the joys of being a maker, to being an artist, to building something that is lasting. Can you talk more about your inspirations for this particular collection that's on display now at the Currier?
The title for the show is called Te Traigo Mi Lelolai, which means I bring you my joy. And, you know, one of the things I kept thinking about was oftentimes with my work, it is talking about a lot of the hardships about being, you know, a Black American, about being a Latinx American. And then also I'm an educator and I'm really passionate about teaching people how to make. And I also want to expand, you know, who gets to learn and who gets to make. And so at the end of all of this, one of the reasons why I personally make the work I do and I fight for the things I fight for is because I really love making pottery and I really love the community that has exposed me to. And it has also given me a purpose in my life that I never had before. And so I wanted to share that joy, the joy that I have of my family, the joy that I have of pottery. And I wanted to do it in a way that could be understood by a broad audience.
Lugo combined influences from Puerto Rican farm culture with what he describes as Americana rural farm culture for the pieces in his new exhibition.
My family being from Puerto Rico, I think a lot of people have an image in their mind of what Puerto Rican life is like. But both of my parents grew up on farms. That farm and that sort of like rural lifestyle of having a house that's not attached to something else, a plot of land to grow food on. Those are things that are deeply embedded in me as a desire, but that I never grew up around. And so now being an artist who's gotten a lot of the opportunities that I do, I'm planning on being able to buy my own farm and I'm saving up for it, you know? And so in the show, you see portraits of my family integrated with imagery that you would be accustomed to seeing in an American sort of like farmhouse or something like that. So for example, there's these three canisters. They're those white canisters you have on your countertop, and one says flour and one says sugar. And so I have two of those, but then I have one that says adobo, which is a spice that most people, even if you're not Puerto Rican, are accustomed to, you know, using or seeing, you know. And that's really part of the work, is like figuring out how to represent my culture and my people and do it alongside of the people I found myself next to.
Lugo uses his platform as an artist for social justice. He's an educator who works in his community and with different art institutions to create more opportunities for people of color to engage in the arts.
I love to talk about my work in relationship to education, in relationship to other things, because I kind of feel like with my work and what I'm trying to say, there's bigger implications. It's not just quite literally about pottery. It's about fostering the idea that people can be anything they want, regardless of how humble their roots are. And so I'm hoping if people tune in that they'll be inspired to just find their own voice and follow along with my career and work.
Roberto Lugo, an artist and social activist, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Lugo's work will be on display at the Currier Museum through September. He'll also be in Manchester this summer for a residency with the museum where he'll be teaching pottery classes. So be on the lookout for that. And to find more of our arts coverage, you can visit nhpr.org. This is Morning Edition from NHPR.